Are you feeling battered, bruised, and just generally unloved lately? Well, join the club. Christians in America today are more and more under worldly attack. But is that a bad thing? Someone said that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. In 1555, during the English Reformation, Christians are being scorned and ridiculed for standing up for the gospel. Two faithful men, Nicholas Ridley and Hugh Latimer, fall under the judgment of Mary, Queen of England. You know her as Bloody Mary. As they walk toward the stakes upon which they will be burned, Hugh Latimer turns to his partner and says,
"Play the man, Master Ridley, for this day we shall light such a candle by God's grace as I trust shall never be put out."
A blaze of religious freedom sweeps through England, crosses the Atlantic, and is felt by us today. Our Lord said, "Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you." John 15:20. So face persecution with grace, but face it nonetheless. For there's no difference between those who do not defend their faith and those who are no longer allowed to. With gentleness and self-control, we confidently broadcast to a confused and needy world that what we believe is really real. I'm Ben LaCourte. Get confident. Visit WordTrax, that's WordTrax.com.